Time in Africa.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Are you ready for an exciting 60 minutes of intense, inspiring, amazing African music? Well, here it comes, right here, right now. I've got a great lineup of music. New hipco from Liberia, current Nigerian rock, classic highlife, and even palm wine music from Ghana, pop and other styles from Cameroon, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Guinea-Bissau. Yeah! Plus, I have a fascinating and warm interview just for you. All the way from Zanzibar, I'm bringing you my face-to-face, tête-à-tête, wonderful chat with Rocky Dawuni. Rocky is an Afro-roots reggae star, major international star from Ghana who's just having incredible success around the world with Grammy nominees, Hollywood film soundtrack features, and recently he was named one of Africa's top 10 global stars by CNN. So you are in for a real treat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Here's Bambino with Akar Zaman, the opening track off his 2016 dynamite album, Azel.
We'll be right back.
Wow. Hello, Africa. It's your host, Heather, kicking you off on the good foot with Bambino from Niger. This is Music Time in Africa, and here's Pat Thomas with Jaiso. Right. Hello, everybody. That was Pat Thomas with a track from his 2015 album, Pat Thomas and Kweshibu Area Band. Teddy Rye from LIB just dropped a new single. It's called Let Me Hear, and it features Christophe.
Christophe, baby, LT City's finest. AKA to get him when he does.
Teddy Rye, let's go, bro.
Tell the truth, lie the truth. You want me to stay away from her? True, like a true, true, true. You want me to stay away from her? My man, let me hear in my ear. Oh, yeah, don't call noise in my ear. My man, let me hear in my ear. Oh, don't call noise in my ear. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You show like a serial baby. You are like somebody who not who. Oh, yeah. Somebody serial baby. That I never met who not tampon. So let me hear in my ear. Your mouth to
charge all the one pep pep. My man, the one you talking, I'm block clash. Me know all of you plenty block clash. I love the way you block me with a tambour. Make it some love with a tambour. See the woman, nigga, waiting for a tambour. Cause if you got nuts for your tambour. Me and tambour go really fast. Pass free food shot to move so spam. My human jewel at the beat in the front. My whole room, tell him I show you a eye. Tell him I show you a eye. Tell the truth like a Jew. You want me stay away from her.
Stay away from her.
Tell the truth like a Jew, Jew, Jew. You want me stay away from her.
You want me stay away from
her. My man, let me hear in my ear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't call noise in my ear.
Baby.
My man, let me hear in my ear. Ooh, don't call noise in my ear.
You like a Jew, my rabbi, you must get your
yeah.
Girl to your hobby, look near her, jealous mirror
yeah.
You will not marry her, you will not stay with her forever. Oh, you feel a Jew, you wish for your one, you making error. I feel it beating it, and I eat it, bow it to a virgin. I'm in ballerina, you see all fingers, they have my leg. Look at it, rabbi, here, yeah, I beg you, you see me like some aguan. That means I bought a forever woman, been in the time. You say you like a Jew, you can't even afford a bow. Line bow, gauging your cell phone, now my AC making her shine. From my car to my crib, the AC just making her rain. But you too blunt, finger even blow you in your crib. Let me hear it in my ear. Don't I go noise in my ear?
Don't I go noise in my ear?
Because if I go a lango, you use the watch, your car will be here. I can't hear in my ear.
Tell it out, tell it, it out. Tell the Jew like a Jew. You want me stay away from her.
So I must stay away from her.
Tell that Jew like a Jew, Jew, Jew. You want me stay away from her.
You want me stay away from her.
My man, let me hear in my ear. Oh, yeah, don't call noise in my ear. My man, let me hear in my ear. Oh, don't call noise in my ear.
Oh, yeah.
Your chamo said no, I'm about to love too.
Your chamo said no.
But to love to your girlfriend, I know I'm a but to love to.
But to love to.
But I got play again, but I get swagger. Money no top of that, cause I'm them brother. See my prayer. She wanna go see my prayer. She say, one drink and full of forest. Loving the girls, I loving the Captain Barry.
One drink and full of forest. Loving the girls, I loving the Captain Barry.
Tell the Jew like a Jew. You want me to stay away from her. Tell that Jew like a Jew, Jew, Jew. You want me stay away from her.
Away
my man, let me hear in my ear. Oh, yeah, don't call noise in my ear. My man, let me hear in my ear. Oh, 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 don't call noise in my ear.
It's a
G-Vill, my black G-Vill. Got you next on the beat. Black face, E-N-T. Oh, yeah.
Let me hear in my ear. Don't call noise in my ear. Yeah, that's Teddy Rye with a hot new hip code drop. Yeah.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako. Gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Family.
All right, I've got one more pop tune for you here before introducing you to my featured guest of the hour, Rocky Dawuni. So soak up the pop, because we're going Afro Roots with Rocky Babies. This is Daphne from Cameroon, released March 2nd, 2017. It's a brand new single, Calais.
Je veux que tu nous, que je t'aime. Il me manque de mots pour te dire je t'aime. If you ask me a question, boy, I give you the answer. I don't need you for so long, so you remember. Mais est-ce que tu nous?
Calais.
Everybody, bonjour. That was Daphne.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
In just a few moments, we're going to meet my feature artist this week, Afro Roots reggae superstar from Ghana, Rocky Dawuni. We met face-to-face in Zanzibar at the Sauti za Busara Festival in February. Here's his hit song from 2016, African Thriller.
African Thriller, my dance hall ruler. African Thriller.
Thank you.
that was African Thriller by Rocky Del Wunni. Now, to the interview.
Rocky Del Wunni, I'm so excited to meet you in person after 1 year, or maybe a little bit more, of having little interviews on the telephone.
Yes.
You have been on my show, on my radio show, Music Time in Africa.
Yes.
And I've been following your career, love your music. And now we are here. We're in Zanzibar.
Yeah, we are in Zanzibar. How incredible, you know.
Yes.
And for me too, you know, I've been a big fan of your show and its role in shining a light on the diverse musical forms that are in Africa. Every opportunity to bring our music and communicate our music is a bonus for us, you know, and we give thanks for your role in that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are here for the first time in Zanzibar?
Yes, yes, this is my first time.
Okay,
yes.
And you are the big main show that's closing out the festival tomorrow night.
Yes.
How does it feel being the guy that's closing the show?
Well, you know, for me, it in no way lessens the impact or credibility of all the other artists, you know. But I feel that this year, the focus has been Africa United. So although, you know, this is music to inspire and entertain, at the same time, this is also an opportunity to communicate with people and also help elevate people's consciousness and really use music as a tool. My music and what I've been doing really resonates message-wise with this edition of Sauti de Busara. The growth of my music too, you know, also made it important for me to close out the night. But it's an honor for me. Yeah.
I'd like you to talk a little bit about your music. A lot of people know who you are, but for those who don't, how would you describe your music, aside from it being reggae, of course?
Well, my music is called Afro-Roots. By Afro-Roots, I mean that the foundations are African, because I grew up in Ghana. So my viewpoint and the way I see things originally is African. But at the same time, too, I've always sought out for my sound to also speak a global language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Afro-Roots is really a fusion of reggae music, Afrobeat, highlife, mm-hmm. soul, and then also current modern trends in music. Yeah.
I really, really loved your, is it your sixth album?
Sixth album, yeah, Branches of the Same Tree. Yes, yes, yes.
people know that music from my show because I play your song. Oh, let's see. There's African Thriller. Amazing music video.
African Thriller, my dance hall.
There's some other great tunes on there.
African Thriller, I mean, Shine a Light, you know, which we also just released a video for it, and it's also being featured in the new Ice Cube movie, Fist Fight.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
When does that come out?
On the 17th, actually. Of this month. Shine a Light also uses the sound of New Orleans in addition to samba and reggae music, you know. And for me, it also shows maturity as an artist in my journey in terms of understanding other cultures and organically and seamlessly being representative of all these styles, because those are the styles that inspired me as an artist.
Shine a light so bright, oh right.
everybody. This is Heather, and we're inside an interview with me and Rocky Dawuni. We were together at the Sauti's Abusada Festival in Zanzibar this past February. The soundtrack you're hearing are songs from his 2016 Grammy-nominated album, Branches of the Same Tree. This last song was Shine a Light. It is part of the soundtrack to the 2017 movie Fistfight, starring Ice Cube. Yeah! Surely his nomination for Best World Reggae Album gave him leverage for doing the soundtrack to this Hollywood film. But what else? What other impact has this Grammy Award nomination had on Rocky, on reggae music, and on Ghanaian musicians? Rocky explains.
I felt that this record was, you know, a record that one way or the other did it right, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, and built upon, you know, all my previous albums.
Well, a lot of people think that because many of our listeners know that you were nominated for the Best World Reggae Album for the Grammys. Last year, was it 2016?
Yes, last year. Yes, 2016,
so, yeah, so I'm sorry. I thought you should have... Well, no, I won't say anything more about
that. I was so disappointed. I was rocking. I was rooting for
you know, the thing was that it was really out of the entire category. It was really the album that was very divergent. It really had so many different palettes of sounds, mm-hmm. you know, that really expanded the borders of reggae music. And I'm only the second African that has been nominated in that category. So mm-hmm. so that category is not something that a lot of African musicians get the opportunity to be nominated. Mm-hmm. So being nominated for me, the symbolism of it mm-hmm. is what is important to me. It shows African reggae has risen to a point whereby it cannot be ignored internationally. Mm-hmm. It's contributed to the expansion of reggae music and expansion of black music. Yeah. So that recognition too also led to a lot of musicians in Ghana, where I am privileged to be the first Ghanaian who's been nominated for a Grammy. So right now, every Ghanaian artist, you know, when you hear them speak, you know, they talk about also aspiring to increase your music forward to the extent of being able to win a Grammy. So Grammy has become part of the conversation in Ghana because now it's possible. So I feel that in that sense, being an instrument of inspiration for others to see that, you know what, you know, the bar is over there, but if you work and you continue to innovate and you continue trusting and having faith mm-hmm. that as you keep knocking and pushing yourself forward, at some point you're going to be able to scale certain heights that at first were dreams. I feel that if symbolically this has been able to inspire that, then, you know, for me, that is the best part of it.
That's a great message and a great gift to give to younger artists and struggling artists, and even those that are not really young but just haven't quite got there yet. You just keep going.
You just, you know, you just, music, you know, as I say, I said music chooses you. Because for you to be an artist that transcends, music has to choose you. And for music to choose you, too, music will try you. Because you have to go, you have to be tried through the fire mm-hmm. in order for you to rise above all other challenges and still uphold the excellence of music. Then at some point, your voice is going to be in harmony with it. All the greats had to work extremely well to do that. So if we want to walk those steps, mm-hmm. too, you just got to be able to sacrifice for the path.
Yeah, that's Rocky Dawuni dropping some knowledge with me in Zanzibar back in February. Here's Nairobi, track 9 from Rocky's album, Branches of the Same Tree. He really loves Nairobi.
Riding on a train to Kibera today. Oh, I promise myself that never again will I hurt you. Nairobi, I love you. All over the city, from place to place, I reach out with joy to the people I meet, 'cause I love you. Nairobi. I love you.
peace and I say true. Nairobi, I love you. Young and old from every creed, everybody must join this unity. I say so. Nairobi, I love you. I love you.
Nairobi, Nakamanda.
I love you.
This is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa. There's more of my interview with Rocky Dawuni in Zanzibar coming up. Find out what the Ghanaian invasion was at Saltisa Busara and also what's next for Rocky. But first, a parenthesis of music from Guinea-Bissau. Here's Karina Gomez with Gumbe Esperanza.
Hey, yeah. Canta minha menina essa, visa o senhor com se riqueza, pecadores com se nobreza, geração de bom conversa. Peran canta minha menina essa, visa o senhor com se riqueza, pecadores com se nobreza, geração de bom conversa. Namorança, bom vizinhança, sem vingança, são bonança, se não juntas são garaça, na baralho e bar imensa. Bom vizinhança, sem vingança são bonança, se não juntas são garaça, na baralho para imensa. Macambança de se matança, só para levar na esperança, mano cana cansa, eu se não fiança. Macambança de se matança, só para levar na esperança, mano cana cansa, eu se não fiança. Thank you.
cambanza, ti si matanza. Son paleva no esperanza, mano cana cansa. Dios si no fianza, macambanza, ti si matanza. Son paleva no esperanza, mano cana cansa. Dios si no fianza.
Right, that was Karina Gomes from Guinea-Bissau with Gumbe Esperanza.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Now we return to my interview with Rocky. For those just joining, this interview took place in Zanzibar in February during the Southeast Busara Festival, where Rocky headlined the closing show.
We had a discussion, you and I, yesterday when we met at the stage watching other musicians from Africa perform. And you made a funny but interesting remark, which was there was a little bit of a Ghanaian invasion here.
Yeah.
Can you just describe the Ghanaian invasion?
Their whole thing was that on the festival this year, tonight actually, you have Pat Thomas. Up in Ghana, Pat Thomas has been really an inspiration for a lot of us, you know.
Yes.
And Pat Thomas is playing. I am also playing another day, and then we also have Chicheku, who is also one of the newest exponents of Palma Wine High Life, which is a traditional high life style that was popular in the 60s, you know, but now there is renewed interest in it because it's really acoustic, it's folky.
Guitar, right?
Yeah, and folky, it has a folk element to it, and just beautiful.
I've listened to those old recordings. A lot of times the beat is tapped out on like an empty Coke bottle.
Yeah. Those palm wine.
Really nice.
For pennies, Saturday night I give you a dollar.
And so to have three Ghanaian musicians all prominently in this year's festival, it dawned on me, you know, I'm like, okay, what is going on here, you know? But it's also a testament to the contribution of Ghanaian music to African music in general. I mean, from the inception of Afrobeat, you know, highlight music, which was incubated in Ghana, became popular in Nigeria, and then, you know, Fela fusing high life with jazz and funk was Afrobeat, you know. And so Ghanaian music has, over the years, played a major role and contributed to. So I think that it is really a testament of that, you know. And I don't think we've had our due a lot of times, you know, because it's always been very hard to come out of Ghana and also be able to push yourself onto the international stage because we never had platforms and avenues of exposure.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to meet you in person here under these beautiful skies in Zanzibar.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to see your band live and you perform live. And I really wish you the best of luck in the future. I'll watch out for the movie. What is it called again?
Fist Fight.
Yeah. With Rocky's
music, yes. Shine a Light.
Which comes off of his album called Branches of the Same Tree.
Yes.
One more thing. After you're done here, what's the big next thing?
I am working on a new album.
Your seventh.
My seventh album.
You don't tire old.
Yes. Seven. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been really beautiful process. You know, some new songs are just coming, and then some ones that I have to, you know, are creeping in, and, you know, because I always let songs just really kind of orbit, and then the ones that are going to make it to the album start speaking to me louder, closer to the album, so... There's some beautiful tunes coming.
Yeah. All right, Rocky Dawoni, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to meet you too, and all the listeners too. Blessings, love and blessings.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, hello everyone. This is your host, Heather Maxwell. That concludes my feature interview with Afro Roots Reggae King from Ghana, the wonderful, fabulous, talented Rocky Dawoni. Love you, Rocky. Mwah. We've got 15 minutes left, guys, so let's jam. Here's Samba Mapangala with some classic soukous. Venez danser avec moi. Come dance with me. was awesome. Samba Mapangala, everybody. How y'all doing? This is Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. So, next up, Mukumba from Zimbabwe. Now, they have a new album out called Luyando, and this Mbube track is really worth a listen. All of the songs on Luyando are worth a listen, but this one's unique. It's the only song in Mbube style. What's Mbube? Think Ladysmith Black Mambazo or Black Mfolozi. The song is in Shona, one of the majority languages of Zimbabwe, and it's a courtship song relating to the most common traditional ways that young couples used to find each other and get married. The young man is singing about Nyaradz, a girl who lives over the mountains. There's an understanding between them, but they haven't been formally introduced, and they need that to happen in order to start a real relationship. Still, he already knows this is the love of his life. So he's making plans to cross that mountain, meet that girl and her family, and start planning a life together. Oh, so sweet. Now, Mukumba says that this is not a traditional song, but it speaks to widely accepted courtship traditions. So while on the surface it's a love song, it's also a way to keep stories about traditional courtship alive and connected and relevant to young generations of Zimbabweans.
Kulenskana wandinoda, serwe komori, kulenskana wandinoda, nyaras.
Ankonse kwe gomo,
shia varume, serwe komori, kulenskana wandinoda, serwe komori, kulenskana wandinoda, nyaras.
Ndakataura naye
tikanzwanana kwasara chete kuenda mnomuona nyaras
Ndakataura naye
tikanzwanana kwasara chete kuenda mnomuona nyaras
Mwana uyu anetsika, ndoda kuti have chido chemoyo wangu.
Have chido chemoyo wangu. Have chido chemoyo wangu. Have chido chemoyo wangu.
Rudo ishasha chuya tigare sanewe
Chuya tigare sane
Dakataura na ye.
Dakataura na ye. Tika zanana. Kwa sana chile kuye na mnomu wana. Yes.
Hi, this is Lira from South Africa and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
For one more song, and this one takes us back, babes. In the spirit of Afro Roots and Ghana and Rocky Dawuni, my featured artist of today's show, here's one of Ghana's last true veterans of high life roots and palm wine music, Ko Nimo. That's Ko Nimo playing genuine palm wine music from Ghana, one of the sources of modern-day Afro roots. We are at the end of the road today, my friends. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. A big thank you to Rocky Dawuni and his management for that great interview. And also, thank you, Teddy Rye, for keeping me in the loop in your music world there in Monrovia. And of course, I thank all of you listeners for being with me today. Reach out to me if you can. My Facebook page is Music Time in Africa. My Twitter handle is @MusicTimeAfrica. And my WhatsApp number is +1 202 203 4118. Again, that number is 1-202-203-4118. See you all next week, Friday at 0900 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, on the Voice of America, VOA Africa.